The Deep Analysis Podcast, in association with the Information Coalition.
Oh, welcome back to the Deep Analysis Podcast. It's been a while, sort of taken summer off somewhat unexpectedly due to pressures of work and travel. But we're back, and we've got a bunch of podcasts planned for you. And just want to say we're sort of a year into the podcast series now, and thank you so much to all the feedback we've received, all those people listening in. It's been a surprise. Who knew when we started if anybody would listen at all? But people are, and that's just fantastic. So again, thank you. In this episode, we're going to be sort of reflecting on file sync and share, cloud services for content, and where that's at in the marketplace today. Well, I can't remember exactly, but I think it's sort of 6, maybe 7 years ago that I attended the very first Box event in San Francisco. It was a really small event, maybe 100, 200 people there, and a bunch of developers at the Hotel Nikko just off Union Square in San Francisco. This past week, a couple of weeks ago actually, I was back to speak at the event, and to my surprise, not only is it now moved to the big Moscone West venue, but there were 9,500 attendees. That's not including Box staff or sponsors. That makes it probably the biggest ECM event there's ever been. And to be clear, I'm not here to sort of big up Box, but it's a bellwether. It's a bellwether for an industry that's changing. At that first event, who knew if Box would even survive? File sync and share seemed like a great idea. Whether it was really going to make much traction or whether it was just a novelty, nobody really knew. Clearly, it's here to stay, and it's not just Box, obviously. Dropbox, Eggnite, lots of others are there playing around and delivering really very sleek and slick services. Just this morning, I've been sharing files with some of my colleagues via Google Drive. The fact that I'm able to do that so easily, so seamlessly, just seems like a no-brainer today. Again, just rolling the clock back a few years ago, we were just desperately trying to move heavy files via email. So a lot's happened in a short period of time, but not everybody's convinced. Last week I was at a different event and an industry analyst presented about their predictions for the market to come. And one of their bullet points said that the EFSS, Enterprise File Sync and Share market, would be subsumed by the ECM market. Well, I don't think I buy that. I think the reality is that cloud services for content are here to stay and they're a market in and of themselves. That doesn't mean there won't be acquisitions to come and things won't change. But the fact is that every ECM system isn't big and complex. In fact, very few are. Now, in my work, I often encounter those big, complex systems that have had many years of development and configuration and that are highly dependent on incredibly complex rules and business processes. They're a small subset of the overall market. There's a much bigger market out there, which is really quite simple. People need to securely manage, file, sort, access massive amounts of data. And that's obviously a situation that's not going to change anytime soon. The reality is we're facing essentially a data tsunami. We're producing more data year on year, and there's lots of stats out there. I'm not going to give them to you. You can Google them for yourself. But, you know, we're more than doubling the amount of content we produce year on year. And that content's moving from just simple files like a scanned invoice or statement to increasingly voice and video. What do we do with that? Do we apply complex processes to everything? No, not really. Most of the time, we just want to manage those files, make sure they're secure, make sure they're properly tagged, and make sure they're very easily accessible when we need them. At the box event, probably the case study which really impressed me the most, and I know it did for others at the event, was one given by the police service in Britain. And they're capturing massive amounts of video data, from buses in London to body cams to interview rooms. We're talking petabytes of data here. And they're doing that on Box. That would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. But what these cloud platforms are getting right is simplicity, ease of use, and leveraging the cloud for virtually unlimited amounts of storage and processing power. Those use cases are going to grow. There's going to be a lot more of them in future. And I think the industry has a sort of great future ahead of it, frankly. But simple cloud file storage isn't enough. The cost of storing data in the cloud is plummeting, and that's really a sort of zero-sum game. If we take Google, it's been slashing its prices recently, Amazon's pretty low already, and Microsoft will surely follow suit. So simple storage is one thing in the cloud, but layering on AI, and in the future, making blockchain a potential add-on feature for your content and how you manage it, but more importantly, tagging, managing, and securing the data in a way that's right for your organization. And that's where it gets complex, and that's where there's market opportunities. Because what's right for one firm, one organization, is different for another. If you're a pharmaceutical firm, you have to meet certain regulations. If you're an intelligence department in a large government, you have to meet different regulations. If you're in oil and gas, you have to meet different regulations. And then you have generic regulations like GDPR in Europe, or more broadly, something like HIPAA for healthcare here in the US. Those regulations are often complex and difficult to really address. So the opportunity here is specialized storage, specialized security, specialized compliance, all wrapped up in an incredibly easy to use package. That's what those firms are doing so well, and what ECM firms of the past really didn't do well at all. And that's where we get to the sort of nux of the problem. We've been talking all year, and we've been looking in detail, really, at the many, many firms out there, the tens of thousands of firms globally that have first/second generation ECM systems that act as simply as large repositories. Some of them have 500 million files, some of them have several billion files. And in almost all cases, none of them have any interest in moving off those traditional on-premise repository systems. Why? Because it's complex, it's risky, and potentially costly. 20 years of development and configuration has meant that unraveling them and moving them to another location just isn't worth the risk. But over time, those repositories will have to move. And that's going to unleash a huge market for those ready for it. Migration is not simple. It's very easy to move 1,000 files. It's really hard to move 1 billion files, particularly when those files are wrapped up in layers and layers of complexity. And I think the industry does itself a bit of a disservice. Too many people are claiming that migration is simple, and the buyers are not buying it. The buyers don't believe it, and they're right not to. So I'm hoping as we move through the rest of 2018 into 2019 that there'll be more discussion around the complexity of migration and more discussion about why somebody should actually make that move now rather than in the future. I think they should be making the move now, but that's a tough, tough discussion to have with people. There's just not enough transparency about the true cost and complexity of moving to the cloud. Similarly, there's still a niggling and rather annoying discussion going on that everything should be in the cloud and that everything will be in the cloud. It's just not the case. There's still situations where on-premise is the right location. There are arguments for a hybrid approach to be used at times, But again, I think we just need to have a more honest and open discussion about the reality of cloud versus on-premise and the complexity of migrating and integrating. I think if we start to do that, rather than scare people off, I think we'll actually attract people. I think we'll actually have a big lift in the market if we can do that. As I say, there are literally tens of thousands of massive repositories running on early Documentum, FileNet, OpenText, whatever systems out there that are ripe to be moved to a better environment. Better for the buyer, better for the seller, better to leverage the data, easier to access the content, easier to analyze the content, and easier to actually put it to work. But until we really have that discussion and are open and honest about how complex and difficult it may be, but that it's still worth the effort, then it's going to be a slow shift. But then, contradicting myself here, a slow shift says nothing much is happening. But 9,500 people at the Moscone Center, that says something's going on here. And when you see people like General Electric, the Metropolitan Police, and various cities from around the US and around the world all flocking to find out more, well, that tells you something in the market's happening. And it's happening fast. It's not just Box. Dropbox may have more sort of SMBs and consumers, but they're picking up some good business customers as well. More and more customers are moving to Google. More and more are shifting to Azure. And as we've talked about in some of our reports, more and more are actually starting to build essentially their own ECM systems in the cloud, typically on Amazon AWS. There is a big shift underway here, and I think it's exciting times for our industry. There's definitely going to be some losers. There's going to be some absolute casualties along the way. But my goodness me, are there going to be some winners too. So stick with us, and we'll continue this conversation in the next podcast. We've got a lot coming up for you. We're going to be talking about RPA. We're going to be talking more about AI and blockchain. But stay involved. Give us your thoughts. Tell us where you would like us to be looking and discussing and thinking. And we can keep this an open conversation. If you're interested in deep analysis, then just check out our website at deep-analysis.net. Look forward to talking to you in person or via email or whatever your preferred medium is. Thanks. Look forward to speaking to you next time.